Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, it's 810, almost 811. By the way, getting a couple texts on in. This is from the 847. The bridge overpasses on 294 southbound are covered in ice. I had a horrible spin out, have been right in front of me. The car spun around several times. And my brother just texted me. He's on his way. He's a firefighter in Arlington Heights. They're going to a couple calls on Route 53 as well. So even if it doesn't look all that bad and there's not that many people out there, you never know when you're going to get a spin out. Dean Richards. Sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. You ever had a bad spin out, Dean?
Not in many, many years. But, when I was a young driver,
right,
not paying attention.
I was referring to your moves on the dance floor, Dean, in the day.
That goes without saying. What do you mean, back in the day?
last week, back in the day.
Yeah. I can still spin with the best of them.
Oh, you sure can. By the way, I know
mostly unintentionally. it happens without me knowing it now.
Yeah. You know, you're a great cook, and you do a lot of great cooking segments. For some reason, I volunteered to host Christmas Eve brunch this year.
Oh, my.
And the week has kind of got away from me because I've been here a lot,
and
which is great. But I even, like, told people what I was making, and I have no idea how to... I volunteered to do, like, a sausage egg casserole.
Well, that's easy.
Is it easy? Okay, I was wondering. Yeah. I knew you would have the answer.
Egg casserole, super easy to do.
Okay, just...
I would throw a few, maybe green peppers, red peppers in there, too, some onion.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
With the sausage.
Do I have to cook the sausage beforehand, or is it going to do fine in the oven?
I think I would cook it and drain it a little bit before I put it in.
We don't want it too greasy.
You don't want it... Yeah, it'll be swimming in... grease if you just throw the raw pork in there with par cook it. You don't need to like fully cook it.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, get but the oil on.
I would
there.
Do that and then drain it and throw it in with the veggies and go
easy peasy.
Yeah, that's super easy.
Okay, all right, good. Well, I'm glad I promised something easy.
I thought you were going to ask something hard.
Well, okay. Well, I also promised duck. No, I'm just...
duck.
Foie gras. Huh?
John serves duck a l'orange. Yeah. Most people are having cornflakes.
Yeah.
John's having duck a l'orange.
Well, that's the thing is I got two nephews and a niece. So they're going to come, too. They're just going to want donuts or something anyway, so I'm just going to get some of those. So.
Yeah, no need to knock yourself out.
All right. Well, you can come by, too, Dean, if you'd like, but you're going to be put to work.
This is your new digs in Downers Grove?
Yeah, see my new Downers Grove digs and some egg casserole. The funny thing is like I'm so ill-prepared for this. Now, I mean, I haven't even done the shopping yet, and the brunch was going to be at 10, and I texted my whole family. I said, let's do 10:15 instead, as if those 15 minutes...
Are going to buy you some?
Yeah.
I would be...
It made me feel a little more comfortable going at that buffer.
I would be a little more panicked that you don't have any shopping done yet. Because you're going to find when you go to the store that they are out of a lot of things.
Well, who knows what's in the egg casserole then, right? It'll be an adventure.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I mean, that's take out a second mortgage before you go buy eggs because
that's true.
The price of the eggs the last couple of weeks have shot up like crazy.
Hey, watch this transition to entertainment news, Dean. This is how professional does it.
Hey, speaking of hams.
That's a good one. I was going to say, speaking of not knowing what you're going to get when you go someplace, yours was better. Check with venues before the theaters. What is open or closed here the next couple days?
Well, I mean, you know, some theaters, I was going to put together a list, and it's so all over the place that I'm just going to say, if you have tickets for a show, and a lot of people do, for, you know, Christmas Eve, for almost all the theaters are closed on Christmas Day. But a lot of places are closed because of the cold weather. They're closing early. So you were planning on going anywhere today or tomorrow, I would call just to make sure that they're still going to be open because of the weather. Because a lot of places are shutting down early. But, you know, plenty of movies to go to. If you want to venture out into the cold to go see some movies, we've got tons of those.
Oh, yeah, a lot of movie options for you, and some that you even like, which is great, too. We can get into some of those, too. You got Babylon, right, and The Whale?
We've got Babylon. That's the Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie movie directed by Oscar winner Damien Chazelle. He was the director that gave us La La Land, and he goes back to Los Angeles in the 1920s, the roaring 20s, for this ultra, ultra raucous, super hard R-rated debauchery of excess that apparently the 1920s were. It's really the story of when the motion picture industry went from silent films to talkies and who survived and who didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have liked the film. I'm just such a big proponent of less is more.
Yeah.
This movie throws everything and the kitchen sink in. As I say, it just feels overstuffed. It feels like there's too much going on to really care about any of the characters in the story. It's beautiful. You know, there's like tons of things, like a big kaleidoscope going round and round and round. So
just too much, though,
I'll give it that, but I need a little story in my
life. I do, too. I need a nice, slow developing, you know, like my casserole.
I need to care about, much like you do sausage, onions, and green peppers.
Yes.
You need to care about the characters in a movie.
For sure.
Well, I gave it a Dean's List B-.
Okay. More with Dean in just a moment. Oh, by the way, Dean tried out for the American Weathermakers chorus. He didn't make it, though.
No.
I know.
I froze up at the last minute.
Yeah, well, they're doing fine without you. Let's hear from them now. John Hansen in for Bob Surratt. Dean still there for himself this morning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've had to resist putting my tongue on a lamppost all morning.
Is that a normal desire? Morning?
And when it's cold outside, don't you want to
taste the lamps? I mean, I get what the reference is.
You want to, like, how cold is it?
That's what how cold is it? Let's find out.
This is what I did earlier. I microwaved a cup of water,
mm-hmm.
and then I went outside.
Oh, you did that.
I threw the hot water in the air, and it evaporates into steam, and it leaves a big puff of steam. I was like,
was this for your TikTok page, Dean? Or
no, it was no. I didn't feel the need to share it with anybody. I just wanted to do it. I don't need to share everything I do.
You have people a personal part of your life.
Yeah, people don't need to see every stupid thing I do, which most things I do are stupid.
I think they advise you not to do that, by the way. I'm not speaking for you.
The water?
Yeah, you're supposed to at least for sure know which way the wind is blowing, because people will do that with boiling water.
Right.
And
it blows back on
them. Yes, and they quite don't get how cold it really needs to be to be steamable immediately. So don't be like Uncle Dean.
Don't be like me. And look, anybody who's been listening to me all these years, if you somehow think that I'm a role model for anything, you are sadly mistaken.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the last person you should be following
for anything. Yeah, for sure. Unless it's on TikTok, because there are a lot of great videos there. You're not on TikTok, are you, Dean?
I have not filed anything to the TikTok in a long time.
We'll wait for that.
I've been very slow on my social media.
That's okay.
I don't feel like people need to know every single thing you do.
I know.
But people need most things that people put on there.
I just want to see you dancing, Dean. What's I want you spinning out.
What's the most annoying thing that you see on social media? You post a lot of things on there. What's the most annoying thing?
I don't like the dancing videos because they just get so repetitive. But then there are, every now and then, like there's a little group of, two or three folks that do a really cool one. I'm like, okay, I kind of get it. I don't like seeing people's vacations and like some glorious edited video of Pompidou or something like that.
Right.
I mean, post your photo with the Eiffel Tower, move on with your life.
I hate, and I'm pretty sure we're going to see a lot of them from people who are vacationing right now. I do not need to see your feet while you lay in a chaise lounge.
And only your feet, right?
Yeah, people, it's like, hey, look at me. I'm in a pool. Here's my feet.
We get it.
Thanks. Thanks for letting me see your feet.
That's good. I did want to bring this up only because I think Tom Bell was a legend in the soul R&B world, and sad to hear that he passed.
One of the most influential record producers, writers of all time.
Yeah.
He saw Motown, you know, exploding, and decided to do the same thing for Philadelphia, kind of creating the sound of Philadelphia with groups like the Stylistics. Every Stylistics song, Tom Bell had his hand in it. The Delphonics, La Means I Love You, the OJs, Backstabbers, and all their great songs. I Love Music, Teddy Pendergrass, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. He produced music for Elton John and Dionne Warwick. I mean, he really one of the most prolific record producers ever. Didn't announce the cause of his death. He was 79 years old, but a tremendous influence on music in
general. Absolutely. Ozzy Osbourne, I'm surprised. He's coming back to the stage, huh?
He said that he's working toward it. He has not been on stage in 4 years, and Ozzy is saying that he would love to do a show next May of next year. He said, I would like to be well enough to be back on stage. That's where he feels alive. You know, when you're... You know, you're not feeling well. You don't feel like biting the head off of a bat unless you're
right
on a stage where a lot of people can see it.
Right. You don't do that at home. You don't do that for TikTok. You got to do that for a live audience.
No, you want to share that. That's the live experience that you want. But
will that be his lasting legacy? Do you think that one? I mean,
the
I know,
bat, yeah. Eating the head off a bat.
It's got to be,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that. And I think the Osbournes reality TV show is one of the first reality TV shows. So-called reality TV shows, where we saw, you know, him and Sharon. We met Sharon and the Osbourne kids, and him, you know, just shouting out, "Sharon, Sharon!" You know, those are going to be the legacies. I will never forget, as long as I live, the day that he sang the seventh inning stretch.
Oh my gosh,
at Wrigley Field! I was following him around that day. I was
really?
Like tagging him because. You know, we were doing an entertainment story on him, and part of what he did was go up to the press box to sing the national anthem. The words were written down right in front of him, and you go back and, you know, watch the tape, and all you hear is, you couldn't understand anything.
Hey, authentic to himself, though, Dean.
Authentic to himself.
If he would have come out and enunciated completely.
Would have been a huge disappointment.
It would have, exactly. He was who, he still is who he is, and we look forward to hopefully getting him back on stage and make good for him.
Fantastic day, exactly.
Dean, have an awesome weekend. I'll text you some, and holiday, I'll text you some pictures of the casserole.
Please do. If you can put whatever it is that you make for your breakfast brunch near your feet and then take a picture of that.
Just for you.
That would be a Christmas miracle come true for
me. Slide that right into your DMs. Dean, thank you very much.
Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Yeah, you too.
John, and everybody. Merry Christmas to everybody.